The World English Bible, British edition. Text provided by ebible.org. Audio provided by publicdomainaudiobibles.com. This recording is in the public domain and can be used without restriction. 2 Esdras. Chapter 1. The second book of the prophet Esdras, the son of Sarias, the son of Azarias, the son of Helkias, the son of Salmas, the son of Sadoc, the son of Ahitob, the son of Achias, the son of Phinehas, the son of Heli, the son of Amrias, the son of Aziah, the son of Maramoth, the son of Arna, the son of Ozias, the son of Boroth, the son of Abisai, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, of the tribe of Levi, which was captive in the land of the Medes, in the reign of Artaxerxes king of the Persians. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Go your way, and show my people their sinful deeds, and their children their wickedness which they have done against me, that they may tell their children's children, because the sins of their fathers are increased in them, for they have forgotten me, and have done sacrifice to strange gods. Did I not bring them out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage? But they have provoked me to wrath, and have despised my counsels. Shake you then the hair of your head, and cast all evils upon them, for they have not been obedient to my law, but it is a rebellious people. How long shall I forbear them, to whom I have done so much good? I have overthrown many kings for their sakes, I have struck down Pharaoh with his servants and all his army. I have destroyed all the nations before them, and in the east I have scattered the people of two provinces, even of Tyre and Sidon, and have slain all their adversaries. Speak therefore to them, saying, The Lord says, Of a truth I brought you through the sea, and where there was no path I made for you highways, I gave you Moses for a leader, and Aaron for a priest. I gave you light in a pillar of fire, and great wonders have I done amongst you, yet have you degree forgotten me, says the Lord. The Lord Almighty says, The quails were for a token to you, I gave you a camp for your protection, nevertheless you degree murmured there, and you degree triumphed not in my name for the destruction of your enemies, but ever to this day do you degree yet murmur. Where are the benefits that I have done for you? When you degree were hungry and thirsty in the wilderness, did you degree not cry to me, saying, Why have you brought us into this wilderness to kill us? It had been better for us to have served the Egyptians, than to die in this wilderness. I had pity upon your mourning, and gave you manna for food, you degree did eat angels' bread. When you degree were thirsty, did I not cleave the rock, and waters flowed out to your fill, for the heat I covered you with the leaves of the trees. I divided amongst you fruitful lands, I cast out the Canaanites, the Pherizzites, and the Philistines, before you, what shall I yet do more for you, says the Lord. The Lord Almighty says, When you degree were in the wilderness, at the bitter river, being thirsty, and blaspheming my name, I gave you not fire for your blasphemies, but cast a tree in the water, and made the river sweet. What shall I do to you, O Jacob? You, Judah, would not obey me, I will turn me to other nations, and I will give my name to them, that they may keep my statutes. Seeing you degree have forsaken me, I also will forsake you, when you degree ask me to be merciful to you, I will have no mercy upon you. Whenever you degree shall call upon me, I will not hear you, for you degree have defiled your hands with blood, and your feet are swift to commit manslaughter. You degree have not as it were forsaken me, but your own selves, says the Lord. The Lord Almighty says, Have I not prayed you as a father his sons, as a mother her daughters, and a nurse her young babes, that you degree would be my people, and I should be your God, that you degree would be my children, and I should be your father? I gathered you together, as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, but now, what shall I do to you? I will cast you out from my presence. When you degree offer oblations to me, I will turn my face from you, for your solemn feast days, your new moons, and your circumcisions of the flesh, have I rejected. I sent to you my servants the prophets, whom you degree have taken and slain, and torn their bodies in pieces, whose blood I will require of your hands, says the Lord. The Lord Almighty says, Your house is desolate, I will cast you out as the wind does stubble. And your children shall not be fruitful, for they have neglected my commandment to you, and done that which is evil before me. I will give your houses to a people that will come, which not having heard of me yet believe me, they to whom I have showed no signs shall do that which I have commanded. They have seen no prophets, yet they shall call their former estate to remembrance. I take to witness the grace of the people that shall come, whose little ones rejoice with gladness, and though they see me not with bodily eyes, yet in spirit they shall believe the thing that I say. And now, O Father, behold with glory, and see the people that come from the east, to whom I will give for leaders, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Osias, Amos, and Micaiah, Joel, Abdias, and Jonas, Nahum, and Abakuk, Sophonius, Agius, Zachary, and Malachi, which is called also the angel of the Lord.